We begin to cry and daven sechtim megillah daf chav ches begin amal alf begin tes master begin words of the gemara. Kikame ihu b'shamin. When did he say that a kohen is going to go before him, but Talmud Chacham is supposed to go first? Is specific when he's equal to him in wisdom. Then he had him go first. But you're right. Generally, kohen amaretz would not go before the Talmud Chacham. But then says Taisus because of a dibuka. The Ma'ir Ravusa, what's the chiddush? Of course he let the kohen go first. But it says you should sanctify him, which is l'chol davar shebekdusha. For all elements of sanctity, l'varach rishon, that he makes the bracha first. So it says, someone can say, no, the shavon of davka. Right, it's not precisely that they were equal stature. El klaimer, in other words, kohen namit tamachachab, the kohen was also tamalik skal. Omnam, eno chashu kamazim, but it's not as distinguished as him. But for l'chachim, even so, l'hoi, the prey, the lakes, the liquors, l'abundam, but still, the prey, they didn't want to go out and read in front of that kohen. Additionally, you have to say the shark kahan like kufun to the preda that all other kahanim were subservient to the preda. Because then the kain, if not, then l'haver vusa, you're right, then it wouldn't be a chiddush. Because the chasin berak and the zakel we see in getting up in the tesem and out. Then Rav Huna l'haver kari bekahani. Rav Huna didn't read in the aliyah of kain. He loved the Rabbi Amir Rabasi, if not for the fact that Rabbi Amir Rabasi who kahani chashiv the aridisol who the most chashiv kahani in aridisol habakai were subservient to him. So. It wouldn't be a chiddush and prayed this part that he didn't go before kahanim unless he obviously was more chashuv than all of them, and still he didn't want to go in front because it wasn't the total am art that other kind. Over Eidisham, another part you could say the hadam ahasam. This that says with Rav Huna lebekar bekahanim that Rav Huna did not take the kain aliyah. Il mishum the shak kahanim kaifele only because all the kahanim were subservient to him. Hanu dapke b'shavasav yam tovim. That's specifically to take the aliyah of kain on Shabbos. Yam tovim. You know if you were everyone's gathered, the whole oilam is there. A beis vehei. But actually, on a Monday and Thursday, Kodesh Shabbat Bifnei Kohen, he actually would take the Aliyah in front of a Kohen. Avgav Lav Gadol Kokach, although he wasn't so great. Ukadiyukazir, Yesh Be'ed Perek Nizakin. Actually, such a deek, such an inference is explicit in Perek Nizakin. What the Gemara says over there that the Kohen wants to honor someone else to go first in front of him, Yinaldu because Dar Hashem. And the Gemara says that that's specifically on Shabbos Yomtiv. But on a Monday and Thursday, a Kohen is permitted to have someone else go in front. So you see, the Monday and Thursday are different. And like we said, and that's what Repreda. Was Repreda Leirotz and Likris, but if they kind of base van, that was the Chiddush of Repreda, they didn't want to take Aliyah of Kohen, even on the regular Monday of Thursday, even though he's allowed, even though they're not all subservient to him. Now, Rashi perished the Hacham, Ayyad, Rebekah, Zamas, Rashi explains that he was talking about actually by benching. And Machanam, Mashman, Lushad, Loi, Barachti, the terminology of Bosa, I didn't make a bracha, because it was talking about Kriya Satara, Medloi, Kumam, Loi, Kirisi. It doesn't say, and I didn't do the Kriya Satara, so it's actually by Rebekah, Zamas. And Berachas Hamazon on the Sakel Mishum Darach Hashem, and by benching, it was never instituted this halacha of Darach Hashem of the Kohen going first. Ah, and that's the Chiddush of Halacha. La Ritzur to pray to Lebarach Bevnei Kohen. It's still a prayer that not want to go, even though here he's allowed to. Still, he didn't want to go ahead and take that cover to go before the Kohen. And that was his Ma'is Chasidus. It didn't make sense, Hamazon. To begin with, the more tastefully, it should come to me reward. The Avdi Shul Tzav Makudi. I never made a partnership with a Gentile. Which, what's bothering Tyson is that no one's allowed to because they might come to swear in his idol. And that's the Tyson, no, I feel a bit Indian, even in the situation, that it can't even come to a situation of an oath. Or, I feel a Yochel, even if it would take effect, Allah Shavu on him an oath, if then he let him go free. The Shar Bishab in him, which that would be permitted by other people because that wouldn't come to this problem, still he didn't want to do it, and that's what he's saying he should get rewarded for. The begin was the Gemara of Oidim Rabbi Yehuda. This Rabbi Yehuda says, basic nesh shachar regarding if his mitzvah was destroyed. What the halacha is, what you could do with it. You can't make a hesped, etc. So it says the kasha difficult. My ma'oid. What's ma'oid? Yes, Rabbi Yehuda was quoted in the previous Mishnah, but the halal have a mekel trei machab. There he was more lenient than the sages. Vachol machmer. He's being stringent. My ma'oid. What's an additional that usually adds on? Here it's the opposite. Test says Rishon what you could say. The Kohen had the Amir Yehuda B'Reishis. Not going to the last thing he says. Going what he originally said. That he said Merchan Nois L'Shem Chatzer that you could tell the Shul to be a Chatzer, which is V'Dafka L'Shem Chatzer Kavan, specifically only to be a courtyard of a Stam, but just in general as a general sale, whatever you want. And the Rezim Kedush Hashem cannot be demoted from its sanctity. Ah, behind the Amir Yehuda, that's also Rabbi Yehuda says Kolam of Oit Chumacheres Mavar Hashem. Another stringency besides the original one that he said in the previous Mishnah. Like says Masan, begin towards the Gemara. In oichavein shaisven, you cannot eat nor can you drink in the shul. Shai says, I b'hadam resh arib pesachim. This Gemara says in pesachim the kofal menav the arichin ochlo b'shas bebeit kiddush that guests could eat and drink in the shul, and that's why we make kiddush in shul, which is to be kiddush makom suda. So you cannot eat and drink over there. It's a limit. What it means to say over there is v'chedas mukhla b'sach kiddush zomad the room near the shul where they are allowed to eat and drink. Since they're eating there, so you make kiddush in the shul, so that would be considered for them kiddush makam suda. But you're right, in the shul itself, you cannot eat and drink.